This call is being recorded by the meeting organizer. By staying on the call, you are giving your consent to being recorded.
you.
Do we have the city on the line?
Gotcha. Sorry, Betty. Thanks for sharing. Yeah.
I'm sorry? Yvette?
The city's here.
Okay.
Okay, can you check into the video feed, and then are the commissioners, well, excuse me, the financial emergency board members present?
Our video feed is not, we're having technical difficulties with our video feed, and it's not currently working.
Okay. Are the members of the FBI? Shall we get started? Okay, let's get started. We'll try a roll call and see who's present. Madam Secretary, please call the roll. Melinda McGill, present.
Sadie Patterson.
Present.
Sadie Frank Wallison.
Present.
Bernita Nelson.
Present.
Andrew Collins.
Present.
Angela Kneck.
Present.
Marie Walker?
Present.
And Kristen White. And Kim Mills?
Present.
Welcome, everybody. We've got a kind of a light agenda. First item of business is to set up the meeting minutes from November 29th, Financial Emergency Board Minutes. Do I have any recommended changes? Okay, hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the Financial Emergency Board Minutes from November 29th?
Madam Chair, JD, I so move.
Thank you, JD.
Second, this is Marie.
Second by Marie. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, next item, ratification of approval of emergency expenditure requests. These were two invoice requests that were received that we missed at the last meeting. There's one for Royal Battery Distributors dated November the 4th of 2016. Do I have a motion to approve Royal Battery Distributors? These were recommended, I believe, for approval from the Contract Review Committee, but for some reason we just omitted it from our ratification at the full board meeting. The amount is $1,123.47. It was signed off by the Public Works Director, and it was for payment of additional batteries have been approved. The vendor is withholding the processing of those batteries for 7 police cars.
So moved. This is Marie.
Do we have a second?
This is ready to second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Next agenda item is the ratification for approval of emergency expenditure request for the returning readers to the 40-hour work week. This was requested by Yvette Carroll. It was to pay 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 meter readers to allow them to return to 40 hours per week. And this was a due date of November 16th. For whatever reason, it was not voted on at the Financial Emergency Board meeting. However, was recommended for approval at the Contract Review Committee. The details are included, but one is for $176 for Joseph Lee, $240 for Raymond Celier, $180.20 for Aaron Shabazi, $252 for Gregory Cunningham, $300 for Nelson Donicle, if I pronounce your name, $176 for Johnny Hall. Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
I so move, JD.
Thank you, JD. Second.
Second, this is Kim.
Thank you, Kim. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Okay, the next one is tab number 5 in your package. This is a process for approval of invoices. It has apparently come to our attention through discussions with Patty Nelson and discussions with the emergency expenditure request and with one of the board members. I'm going to allow her to elaborate and or Heather to elaborate or ask for comments from Frank or JD, but it has come to our attention that potentially there are some invoices that the Financial Emergency Board is not receiving and or we want to ensure that the will of this committee is fully recognized, that all requests for payment, whether they be payroll, benefits, invoices, wire transfers, purchase orders, anything with a fiscal impact does need to come, including the state revolving loan payments, need to come to the attention of the Contract Review Committee. Emergency requests need to go through J.D. Patterson, and the Contract Review Committee needs to be in a position, or the emergency expenditure requests need to be properly routed. This is not just what Harold sends over for approval, but it's any and all expenditures need to be signed off by this body. Anything with a fiscal impact needs to come before this board. Want to be sure that we are clear in our direction. I think that we believe that there may be some things that the city manager is wanting to process, or maybe other department heads are wanting to process without the Financial Emergency Board oversight. And I just want to restate that our intention is to review any and all requests. And I'd like to see if there is a motion to codify our intent that one of our board members could make to officially go on record with this directive in case we've not been clear in the past. As chair, I'm not going to recommend a motion, but if we have a motion from the floor, I would certainly entertain one.
Madam Chair, it's JD. I make a motion that we, as the Financial Emergency Board, approve all invoices that are paid by the city, as well as be informed of any contractual obligation from the city to pay that has a fiscal impact, be brought before this board, even reported to this board.
Okay. Payroll is not an invoice, so we want to make sure that does your motion include payroll and the state revolving loan and any grants as well?
Yes, it includes a payroll and all expenditures.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second. This is Marie.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Very good. Thank you. The next one is legislative appropriations through DPP. I'd like to call on Patty Nelson and or Angela Connect to provide an update on those legislative appropriations through DPP.
Hi, this is Patty. I'll start. Received an email last week requesting Financial Emergency Board approval to, quote, open some grants back up, quote, quote. And I looked into it a little bit, and it doesn't appear to me, and you'll see this in an email in your packet, that the city needs approval to open the grants back up or to request that the grants be made available to them. I think that in the course of operating the grant, any expenditures made under the grant would come to the Financial Emergency Board for approval. But the grant itself already exists. It is contained within the table of grant-funded projects that is also attached to your materials that we received earlier in the summer. It's, I think, number 10. I want to say 10, 11, and 12 are the grants that are covered by the email. Those grants have existed for some time. They're not newly applied for grants. They're just grants that the city kind of lost access to because they weren't requesting reimbursements or weren't requesting the funds in a timely manner. DEP reached out to the city and told them that DEP was not comfortable giving them reopening the grant for them until the Financial Emergency Board approved it. So, like I said, my analysis was that it wouldn't necessarily need to be approved by the Financial Emergency Board until individual items came to the board for payment. So I wanted to put it in the materials so the board could discuss it and see if that was also the view of the board or whether the board wanted to handle it differently.
Any follow-up questions, comments?
Hey there, it's Angela. So a couple of these grants are related to the Cairo Lane project, and one of them is on a Burlington Street Canal project that the city wants to go forward with. I communicated with Aria and Delia last week and let them know that if the intention was for those grants to move forward, that we would need a letter from the city manager letting us know the status of those and what the reason for the delay was and how much additional time they would needed so that we could consider whether or not we would allow an extension for those grants. And I believe Delia is working on helping us get that prepared so that we can review those.
So Angela, this is Patty. From DEP's perspective then, is everybody okay with doing that without a formal action by the Financial Emergency Board approving kind of the reopening of those grants?
I think so, as long as, you know, if we decide that it's not necessary to do an extension without the board's approval, then we'll go forward with it. How does everybody else feel about that?
I'm not sure I understand. Can you clarify what you're asking?
Is the rest of the board okay with us opening these grants back up for the city's use?
This is Frank Rollison. I'm in favor of that.
This is Vernita. I'm in favor of that as well.
JD, I'm in favor of this as well.
This is Kim. I'm in favor of that.
And yeah, this is Andrew Collins. I'm in favor of that as well. We'll likely see all actions on the back end if any grants process through. So I think it's a good tool to open up now.
Okay.
I have a question for a matter of follow-up. My understanding that one of the commissioners has written to me asking for one of the state revolving loan be repurposed for the purchase of procuring meters. Angela, can you comment on whether or not that is possible from a state revolving loan or grant agreement terms?
So as far as the legislatively appropriated grants that the city has, there is currently $1.2 million available that has not been dispersed. Those were appropriated for specific line items. So the department does not have the leisure of reappropriating those for a different purpose. That would have to be done via the legislature. And the city would have to request that. They would have to get some support from a legislative representative to get that pushed through. That's not going to be a quick process. So if this is something that needs to happen before session, then that would not probably be the quickest way to do it. The state revolving loans that they currently have were for another purpose as well. So that would be a quicker way to get them money, but we would have to have a new request specifically for those meters.
Okay.
And that would be through a loan, not a grant.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Okay, item number 7. Frank, this is time for you to be recognized relative to your contract review committee meeting, a discussion of items and approval of recommended invoices, including the Bunsen contract. Frank, you are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The contract review committee met this morning at 9 a.m. and went over all the invoices that were submitted both for the enterprise fund and the general fund. Motions were passed on both of them to approve the payment to go forward to the board to with a recommendation to approve. I will read a motion into the record. First, we'll take the enterprise fund. This is a motion for the board. It's a motion to approve all enterprise fund invoices submitted with the addition of the UWS November 1st, 2016 invoice for residential services for a total amount of $447,419.25. That motion passed by the committee, and I submit that as a motion to the board.
I have a point of clarification. The UWS November 1st residential invoice, what was the amount of that invoice? Was that the $447,000, or is there a different amount?
No, that's the total. That's
okay.
The total amount is for the invoice on the UWS is $72,909.90, which is a November 1st billing.
So we have a motion. Do I have a second?
By adding that to the paperwork that you have $374,509.35. That brings it to
$447,419.25. Do I have a second?
This is
Bernita.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
The second motion is for the general fund invoices that were submitted. It was approved by the committee and recommended to the board to approve. It's a motion to approve all general fund invoices submitted for a total amount of $189,473.93. That motion passed by the committee, and I submit it as a motion for the board.
Do I have a second?
PDI, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, Bunsen contract.
I also want to point out that we did not receive the statement of the amount for payroll this time around. So I'd requested that, and we haven't gotten that yet. So hopefully that'll come, and we can include that in the next meeting.
Okay. All right.
This is from. That was an oversight on my part, and yes, I will provide that to you even before the next meeting.
Okay, we're good. Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay.
The other item that we have on there is the Brunson contract, and I reviewed that. I was supplied the documentation from the piggyback, which they came off of with Miami Gardens, and I looked at that with the prices that are being charged Miami Gardens in comparison to what they are submitting to Waka, and I found that certainly to be within the guidelines and appropriate amount to be charged for the 2 years. They're doing the, 2015 and 2016 complete audits. It includes all the, since they piggyback off the contract, they're going to get all of the services that were offered in the contract in the amount that they have submitted to them for $87,000. So if the board wants to take action to ratify, I already sent them by action that the board took previously. They authorized me that once I reviewed it, if I felt it was in line, to go ahead and give them to go ahead to sign and get going, and I did that back on December 9th. So, and I copied the Joanne on that. I assume she passed it out to the rest of you. I don't know if there's any questions you have on the contract or if you want to take a motion to ratify my action, but I think it's a contract that will well serve Opa-locka, and we can get these audits, external audits, underway. They're long overdue.
Okay. Based on advice of staff, I don't believe there's a need to ratify, but if we want to signify support, I certainly would entertain a motion to do so. That said, you were authorized to enter in and so forth and do good on this particular front, and I think that this is an important step forward. Is there a will from the members of the board? Shall we ratify, or are you comfortable with...
This is Frank. I'm not asking for that. I'm just saying that the board wanted to. As far as I'm concerned, it's done. You gave me the authority on the last meeting, and I sent that to them on Friday.
Perfect. Thank you for your help on this, Frank. This is an extremely important step. Appreciate Miami Gardens for working with us as well on providing us that opportunity to piggyback on that contract. So thank you very much. Can I ask you for a synopsis of the discussion relative to UWS?
Well, we had a discussion on the two contracts, both the residential and the commercial. It's obvious that the information forthcoming for the commercial has yet to be provided. My recommendation was not to make any further payments to UWS until they can finally come to the table and live up to what they have offered to do since back in August, which they haven't done yet. Council advised us that they felt it was inappropriate to withhold the payment on the residential until they comply with the items on the commercial side. So the committee recommended that we make the payment for November, and the board just ratified that. There is still, I'm going to go back over that contract based upon some information we received today about an increase in the fees and what the commission authorized to negotiate another contract. I don't see how fees can be unilaterally just increased with a notice from the contractor. So we need to review that, and we'll do that before the next meeting and come back to you. But at this point, we've said to go forward with the residential payment, and we'll revisit this in January.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate all your hard work on that. So the next item is an update from the city manager. Madam City Manager, you are recognized. Can you provide an update on the annual budget and your first budget hearing?
Both the budgets for the general fund and the enterprise funds were approved tentatively. We have another budget hearing scheduled for the 19th. We opened a budget hearing to comply with the TRIM statute on the 9th, but that hearing was just open and closed, and the only purpose of that hearing was to comply with the time frame for that was required under the TRIM statute. There is a workshop that is scheduled for tomorrow at 5. The budget is, we anticipate having a budget finalized and approved on the 19th, shortly thereafter, as soon as practicable, to forward it to the to you by way of, or to the governor by way of the financial emergency board. That's a period. Oh, but since I already had that as well, the 5-year plan, or at least the initial draft of that, is also going to be included. It is going to be a very skeleton draft, if you will, only because my belief is that in order to do the 5-year plan properly, we need to engage a firm or a company and or individual that is capable of doing this, that has experience in doing such a plan. I
we are actually putting together an RFP to be presented to the commission for approval for that particular function. However, there will be a five-year plan submitted simultaneous to the submission of the budget.
Okay, let me ask you a question about the RFP. Do you have an item budgeted for that particular engagement, and if so, what's the amount?
I don't have an item budgeted. However, I've spoken with Charmaine about the need to provide financing for that item, and it will be an allocation within the budget that you all will receive. I don't have the amount as of yet. We are in the process of determining general figures that have been used before from various sources. So I don't have an amount, but there will be an amount budgeted within the budget that you all will receive on the 19th or the 20th.
So you'll need to have that discussed in your next budget workshop to make sure that there's transparent discussion about that new budget item. Change.
I'm sorry, Miguel, there's some type of feedback. I'm not hearing you clearly.
We're hearing it too. Could everybody that's on the phone please mute their line when you're not speaking? We're having some feedback. It's making it very difficult to hear everybody. Thank you.
Is that better?
Yes, ma'am. Can you repeat what you just said, please?
Sure. Since it's not in the budget that was presented at the last workshop, do you intend to disclose that new line item that will be added at your next budget workshop?
Yes, ma'am. There are several things, actually, that were not a part of the budget as of the last hearing, and all of those things will be highlighted at our workshop tomorrow and then will be read into the record at the second budget hearing.
Perfect. Okay, very good. I had provided you some correspondence dated December the 2nd that had 15 pages of technical observations and or issues for your consideration. Do you anticipate that you would be able to use that notes column for each item and provide an update prior to submission of the budget to us so that we can understand if that issue's been resolved or if it stands, if it's being modified to address each of those observations? Will you be able to do that before the next budget workshop and or budget hearing?
Give me a moment. I'm conferring with Charmaine.
Okay.
Ms. Miguel, this is Charmaine.
Good morning.
Good morning. Right now what we're trying to do is incorporate all the comments that were made into the budget. As for giving you a complete document prior to the 19th, I cannot commit to that. What I commit to do is have it completed for you along with the budget for the 20th.
Okay. Perfect. All right. That's reasonable. Okay, so relative to the five-year plan, what's the timetable that you're expecting on the RFP to ensure that you've got a final document for submission to the governor of the five-year plan?
We are actually in the process now of drafting the RFP. I don't anticipate it being a long process. I'm thinking, what 30 days? I think what we have right now is a 30-day schedule for the submissions to return. But again, I need to reiterate, it has to go before the commission for approval, and then subsequent to that, it'll be issued. But the commission will actually receive a draft of the RFP for their approval and for their review and approval. And I also need to reiterate that we had not initially anticipated the need for the engagement of another firm, or rather of a firm, being that the previous
recovery plans were actually done in-house. However, in light of the personnel shortages and the current situation that we find ourselves in, it has become necessary for us to engage an outside firm for this task.
Okay. Next item is the financial integrity ordinance. I believe that there's an expectation of some modifications to that integrity ordinance, and some of our changes have been submitted from board members to Patty so that they could be transmitted to you, and maybe you've received those. I'm curious, are you going to be able to modify the financial integrity ordinance by the deadline?
Well, first off, I apologize. What exactly is the deadline?
I believe
we've had several conversations about this, and I think I apologize, Vince isn't here. We went back and forth on what exactly we were modifying the ordinance to reflect. So if you could, the deadline.
Okay.
And the...
My apologies. I believe that this was originally had a deadline in the interlocal government agreement, and I'm sorry, but it appears to have already passed. The deadline was December the 8th, so I apologize. I was thinking we still had some time. Some reason in my head I was thinking it was due the 16th, and so I apologize. So in terms of the financial integrity to ordinance, can you consider the modifications submitted, and what would be the process by which you need to get this vetted through the commission?
Well, once Vince revises the ordinance to reflect whatever he thinks is pertinent as far as what's necessary, he would then provide it to the commission for their review and approval. I apologize. I must have misunderstood. I was under the impression that the ordinance that existed had not been repealed, and so it was still in effect. And so the original date for having one was actually already met. In terms of the modification, there would be a subsequent, I guess there would be another date for that, or at least that was my understanding in speaking with Vince. Presumably, it would only be a requirement that we provide the modified ordinance to the commission. There would need to, of course, be a first and second reading, and then an approval, whatever the time frame is for that. Of course, we meet the second and fourth of every month. However, the second, I'm not sure if we'll be meeting the fourth Wednesday of this month in light of the holiday, but this Wednesday is the first meeting that we have this month. And so in light of all of that, presumably it'll require 30 days for the actual ordinance to be approved unless there is an emergency meeting, which if it's necessary, an emergency meeting can be called so that we can come into compliance with respect to the interlocal agreement.
Yvette, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear
Yvette.
You. Hi. Chime in.
Okay. There's a financial integrity ordinance that's already on the books that has not been repealed, nor has it been sunsetted. So that ordinance is already in effect. And if there's going to be any amendments to the ordinance, it has to go to first reading and then adoption hearing. So with that being said, there is a financial integrity ordinance that's already on the books.
I believe that this body has submitted some comments to the city manager for consideration into those financial integrity ordinance so that there could be amendments provided. I'll have Jack Heekin give you a call, Vince, and we can talk about that. And then we'll just put it on the agenda to cover an update next time.
Ms. Miguel,
okay.
If I may, I don't recall seeing the modifications or the recommendations for modifications, so if whomever sent them, if they could resend them to me, and
okay.
I will respond with an email advising that I've received it.
Very good. Thank you. So, state revolving loan. I believe that you have a couple of items here on the agenda. If you could speak to these and how we can best address the state revolving loan going forward. There was a poll kind of taken just a little while ago that shows support for the legislatively appropriated items. But as specific to the state revolving loan, there are some things that you had underway that maybe you could provide an update on.
Okay, with respect to the fire hydrant and valve information, we received an email on last Wednesday requesting additional information and documentation. We returned that email this morning as of approximately 10 o'clock this morning, and so that information should be taken care of, or that outstanding item should be taken care of. As far as securing an appraiser for the Cairo Lane properties, I don't recall that being something that we needed to do. My understanding was that we had already had appraisals done for the properties. In fact, there is one agreement that's already being considered for the purchase of one parcel, and the other three outstanding property owners have all chosen counsel, and we're in the process of them. They've forwarded to us, or they are going to forward to us, a waiver of conflict of interest, because that firm has previously worked with the city. But I don't recall, there is no plan to secure an appraiser for the Cairo Lane properties. That information has already been secured as far as the city is concerned. And then there's a meet with the landowners. I need a little bit more information on that for me to respond.
I think that was when Vince had a meeting scheduled with the landowners to talk about possible settlements or at least find out what they were looking for.
That was the one that came out of it. Out of that meeting, we were able to secure one purchase of a parcel. And so we do have one that we'll be acquiring.
How much was the request?
$10,000.
$10,000?
Yes.
And then the other three remaining property owners are holding out for more? Is that what we should kind of glean from that?
I don't think they're holding out for more. As I stated at the last meeting, they retained Mitchell Bernstein and Weiss Sirota. And so they want to go through the full analysis of this project and what cannot be done, what is the true valuation of the property, whether there's going to be some loss of business valuation. So they're going to take a more advanced review of the request for a purchase.
They give you any indication of how long that advanced review was going to take?
No, they did not. But I did tell the attorney that's representing them, look, we're on a fast track to get this done, and that, you know, as quick as they can make a decision, we need them to make that decision, because the further they delay the project, the more it costs the city and the more it's going to cost their business owners, because at some point, if the road continues to maintain that, continue to be a hazard, then the city's got to take whatever necessary steps to protect the safety of those who traverse that road.
All right, and so the $10,000 for the one property owner who was willing to commit, when will that come before the board for approval?
I don't think that's coming before the board for approval, because you already dealt with it. That was a $40,000 allocation you all approved a while ago.
So
this is Frank. I'm trying to remember how that all. I don't think we got a breakout of how much per each property, but there was a $40-something thousand amount that was approved. So, Vince, are you saying this $10,000 is the agreed-upon appropriated amount, or that particular owner was going to receive?
Yes, sir. And it's coming out of that $40,000 allocation you all made a while ago, approved a while ago.
We also need to keep in mind that the contractor is not going to come back on site. He's not going to remobilize until all the properties are obtained and Florida Power and Light has moved those poles. So I'm assuming Florida Power and Light's going to wait to obtain all the properties before they come in and start mobilizing to move the poles. So, I mean, it's a good step that we got one of them. We ought to close that up and get that to the board so we can get that land transferred. But certainly the other ones have to be expedited because this is just dragging on. And if you'll recall, the contractor said he needed to get back on site before the rainy season hits again. And so here we are now coming into the holidays, January. We need to get this done to get that contractor back on site, or we're going to be in the rains again in March and April.
Well, I will do everything that I can to expedite the city side of it. But as you know, we're still having to rely on another party, and those three parties are taking their time to do whatever due diligence that they're doing. And this has been pending with them, I believe, before I was hired as city attorney, because this has been out there for a while with these property owners.
Have you, Madam City Manager, have you determined if those property owners are, in fact, current on any and all of their utilities?
I'm sorry, say that again. I didn't hear you. I apologize.
Remaining three property owners for the Cairo Lane project, are they in fact current on all of their current utilities?
In terms of their licensing and or permits? Is that what you're asking?
No, like their water and sewer bills. And or electric, particularly water and sewer. Are they current on those accounts?
That determination has not been made in the last 30 days. When we first talked about this, there was a determination that there was nothing open to the city from them. However, I will have staff look into it to confirm that they are up to date again with respect to what may be owed to the city.
Okay. Yeah, just to be sure that those are, in fact, in compliance with the terms of the ordinance and or terms of any protocols relative to past due money owed to the city. There might be, if there were to be, in fact, monies owed to the city, then obviously they would need to be made current. Else, if they're 30 days or more past due, then their accounts need to be shut off. And or if they're 60 days or more past due, then the lien needs to be applied to those properties. There needs to be some vigilance to ensure compliance with all aspects of those properties.
Yes, ma'am.
Next item is relative, before I move on, Vince, do you plan to meet with Wife Saruta? And if so, when is your next meeting to discuss the remaining three properties?
Wife Saruta, under my understanding, represents two of the three. Mark Goldstein represents the other one. But to answer your question, we provided them last week with all the construction documents, the engineering drawings, the right-of-way plans. And so what they wanted to do was meet with their professionals and then get back with me as to how we're going to proceed. So I would say I would give them either this week or next week, and probably in about 2 to 3 weeks before they get back to us.
Okay, so if it's 2 to 3 weeks before they get back to you, then there might be a week or so to get payment made, assuming resolution. Then that puts us in a month. That puts us in January. And then FPNL needs to install poles on the line before any construction and remobilization of the vendor could occur. And so we're butting up right against the rainy season. So assuming that everything goes off, is there any opportunity to accelerate these negotiations?
I will do my very best to convey a need for acceleration, and hopefully they will acquiesce to it and we'll get it done.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Next
item, Madam City Manager, red light camera revenues. Can you give us an update on any of this and then where we are relative to the remittance to the state for past due remittances to the state?
This is Charmaine. The Red Eye Camera, I'm putting together reconciliations that were sent from ATS to the city, and we'll be forwarding those to Patty as Nelson as well as to Kim Mills. I'm trying, in my preliminary assessment of the reconciliation, indicate that funds were allocated to the Department of Revenue, and so I wanted to get a second opinion and to move forward with that. I also allocated funds in the budget in the event that we do move forward to pay the Department of Revenue for the back revenue, outstanding monies. So there's an allocation in the budget.
What is the amount of that debt allocation?
I allocated $500,000.
Okay, is that based upon the fact that there's an estimated $500,000 debt due to the state?
Right now, that's my estimate, but as I say, I'm going through the reconciliations that were sent to us to determine exactly what it is that we would owe the state, and also to see if ATS should have paid the state or did make payments to the state.
Okay.
So that's why I'm sending that information to Patty as well as to Kim Mills.
Okay. A red light reconciliation, too. We're doing those. Where the reconciliation is coming from?
The reconciliation is coming from ATS, which is the organization that collects the funds for the red light camera. They then take their funds, allocate the portion to the city. And in that reconciliation, monthly reconciliation that they send us, they indicated that an amount was set aside for DOR, which is Department of Revenue.
Okay. Will there be any independent verification by the city to ensure that the reconciliations from the vendor are, in fact, accurate?
I'm doing that right now, and the only other independent verification would be the auditor.
Okay.
And so that's something that he'll be looking at during the audit.
Okay.
This is Patty. Do you have, don't you have a record of all the citations that were issued and then also citations that were paid that you could use to verify the numbers that you're getting from ATS?
We do not have a separate information other from what ATS send us. And
all
that's
right.
Included in the reconciliation.
And when do you think you're going to send that to me?
I'll get it with, as soon as possible.
Okay, great, because, you know, one of the things that this is very important for is the budget. You know, your budget relies on red light camera revenues, and you need to know how much revenue to expect from that program, so this needs to be resolved as quickly as possible.
I agree.
Okay.
Hello, this is Kim.
Yes, ma'am.
Charmaine, I would be happy to look at that reconciliation, but would you also send it to Marie Walker? She was the board member that was working on that particular issue as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, very good. All right, last and final item for an update. Yvette, if you could give us a reflection on this discussion surrounding UWS and any remarks that you'd like to make to provide this body with an update.
Yes, ma'am. The long and short of it is UWS, under the residential side, is owed payment for its services. There is a default that's been issued under the commercial side, but not the residential. There is a question as to what, if anything, is owed by the city to UWS and by UWS to the city. There was a conference call that took place last Thursday wherein Joe Spezio from UWS, Charmaine Parchment, Vince Brown, and myself, we were all a part of that conference call. The point of the conference call was to get an understanding as to what the documents that were provided were meant or intended to provide, information that those documents were intended to provide. At the end of the call, Vincent actually asked for additional information. Mr. Spezio is of the opinion that the city owes him money. He contends that he was given authorization to credit or to use what the city would, what they owed, what the city owes him. He was not as forthcoming with specifying where that authorization came from, or if there was documentation relating to said authorization. He advised that because he had not been paid on the residential, that he would be looking to cease and desist operations as soon as possible. At that time, I asked him to give me an opportunity to meet, to speak and meet with the board to present the issue before he would make any changes to the operations of UWS for the pickup of the waste. He sent this morning, I believe, on the 9th at about 5 o'clock, he sent an email advising of his intention to cease and desist operations unless and until he was given information by close of business today. I've been emailing with him since during this meeting, advising him of what the state has asked for. He's acknowledged that the agreement does not require that he provide the list of information that we're asking for, but he did advise that he would be providing to us a number which indicates exactly who or what residents he's been picking up from. We are in discussion via email about exactly what was owed. We had acknowledged that we believed he was owed for November, December, according to Mr. Spezio, and I'd have to check our records. The payment that was made in October was not actually for October, and so as I thought previously, the payment made in October was for September, and we would be indeed 2 months behind, not considering December if that's the case. But I'll return to the board with that information once we've confirmed that information.
Okay.
Mr. Steele has advised that he is concerned and believes, as I'm sure we've all read, that the board has overstepped its authority as far as this entire situation, and he has advised us as of our meeting on Thursday that he intends to litigate to the extent that it's necessary. However, based on my conversation with him, he will not stop providing the services to the city on the residential now that he has an expectation of payment.
Okay, thank you. We did go on the break and look at the four documents that are in Google Docs and on the shared website. I do believe that we have a couple of things that might still be missing. We do have the packet of information with ordinance number 13-26, resolution 13-8658, the resolution 13-8671, resolution number 14-8876, and maybe some emails. I'm not sure that we have a complete copy of any final signed approved agreements with UWS or even the prior vendor with Ecological that were kind of transferred over to UWS. I'm not sure that we have a copy of the signed amendments. So I think that there is an opportunity for us, maybe Patty, to work with you to get a complete package of information so we can transmit the whole picture to the members of the Financial Emergency Board, trying to work through the issues to ensure full compliance with the terms of the contracts and the agreements. If we can take a moment of your time, Yvette, to work with Patty this week on gathering the complete set of documents, that would be most helpful. And then, obviously, any subsequent notices that you might receive or correspondence, so that we can get a flavor of the types of invoices that you're receiving. I know that Frank has gotten those invoices and has expressed concern oftentimes that those invoices are typically just a date, a line item for an amount, so without any specificity or details. And I know Kim has requested some additional details on those as well. So Patty's going to work with you, reach out to you, and see if we can get a complete set of documents that will help us to help you.
Yes, ma'am. I have staff already gathering those documents that and it'll consist of the ecological crew today. So it'll make it easier. We're basically going to just take the information that's already been provided and supplement it with the ecological information, put it in one large PDF, and then make sure that the folder in Google Docs specifies that it's solely UWS information so that everyone will be able to access that in one area. Yes, ma'am. I have something that's on here that's not on here that I need to discuss. I presented last board meeting or prior to last board meeting the payout of the individuals who have separated from the city via terminations or what have you, payouts being their sick leave, their vacation leave, et cetera. We were asked to do that after a former employee came and expressed her discomfort and unhappiness with the fact that she had not received her payout. And so we calculated the amount of the payout that would be necessary. Is Vince still on the line? No. Okay. I'd ask.
Yes, I am. I'm here.
You bet
I'm here.
Okay. I guess the question that I have is, I know that there was some question as to whether or not we were violating some type of labor practice or what have you by not completing those payouts. Were you able to figure that out, or do we need to?
Let me look into that again because the question becomes one of a contractual relationship, and whether they were contract-based or hourly-based will determine whether the Fair Labor Standards Act would get involved. But I'll look at that issue later today and let you know.
Okay. With that said, Ms. McGill, I know that we've been asked to give the amount of payouts that the amount that would be necessary in order to complete the payouts. And when we first discussed it back in, I believe, August or September, it was stated that once we discussed that when we actually began to receive our ad valorem payments, we would be in a better position to make those payments. And so the reason that I brought this up is to get an understanding or direction from the board in terms of what we're doing as far as the payouts are concerned. We received a notice from that young lady who came to speak, from her attorney, actually. I believe it should have been with Vince, basically as a demand. And so I'm thinking that the floodgates may be opening. So I'd like to get some direction on how we can best handle this before it becomes an issue. And before the question is asked, we've looked at the budget, and there is money available in the budget to take care of these payouts. I just need to know the direction and the will of the board.
Very good.
Madam Chair, this is Frank.
Yes.
I also received a letter and I had a phone conversation with an attorney who represents, probably it's the same person. And she was given the information that the holdup on them being paid is that the oversight board was stopping the city from making the payment. I explained to her that she was under that impression that we had not received a request from the city to make the payment. We had been made aware what the amount was. It was roughly $80,000, something like that was outstanding. I don't have the document in front of me. But it had not come to the board to requesting to make the payment. So she said, thank you very much, and she'd get back with the city, and I assume that's the conversation you've had now with her, if it's the same lady.
Two things. One, I received an email advising that we were to make no payouts until further notice, and that was months ago.
No, what I'm saying is that
why we hadn't done that.
Through the contract committee, I have not seen a request to make a payment of those. Are you saying you've made a request to us to make those payments of the $80,000? We've gotten the amount, but I haven't gotten any. The board requested how much is owed, and that document's been provided. Are you saying that you've made a request to make the payment?
We presented it to you during either at the end or during one of our contract review committee meetings. Do we need to send a formal request for you to make the payment?
No,
I
think what you sent to me, or at least my understanding of what you gave to me, was there was a request from the board how much was owed, and you provided that.
I'll make a formal request.
Are you saying that was – I did not take that as a request. I mean, we didn't consider that as a request to make payment, nor has it come on one of these – is it being paid out of the general fund? Where is it being paid from?
It depends on who the individual was. I mean,
okay.
Some individuals that work for water and sewer, so
they
come out of the enterprise fund.
I don't have a problem with you making a request to make the payment, but it needs to come on the forms.
Okay.
Right? I mean,
we discussed it, but we'll make the formal request and we'll make sure that it's on the form.
Okay. And when we talk about that, you mentioned the ad valorem. There was also a document that I meant to mention previously that you had borrowed 400 and something thousand to make a payroll from water and sewer. Do you recall that email?
It wouldn't have been for payroll because our payroll is in 400 and something thousand.
Wait a second. I have it here somewhere.
There was an exchange. There was there was an email advising that we borrowed money to make payroll and payroll related expenses. However, based upon our research, we concluded that the water and enterprise fund actually owed general fund money, and so that money does not need to be paid.
So this memo about please advise $490,000 was transferred from the city water and sewer operating account to the general fund to cover payroll is not applicable now?
It's not that it's not applicable. We don't need to repay it. That memo that you're looking at is accurate and applicable. There was a transfer. However, based upon what we've reviewed in terms of what water and sewer owed to general fund, it's not a need for general fund to repay that $400,000+.
I don't follow.
That doesn't sound right at all, but I mean, at the very least, a follow-up email explaining that would probably help close the loop on that, but also maybe an accounting from Charmaine or somebody showing how that's true, because, I don't know, in my experience during this entire process, the water and sewer account has had more money than general fund, so it just seems odd to me. So perhaps Charmaine could work up a summary financial document that shows how that's true, and then you could send a follow-up email addressing it so that, you know, it's more clear that email is not outstanding, that there's not an outstanding debt from that's due to the water and sewer fund from the general fund.
That email and any documentation was to be forthcoming. I just had this conversation with Charmaine this morning. I will speak with Charmaine. She will get you whatever documentation you're looking for, and I will send a follow-up email attached to that. This is information, again, that just came up this morning as a result. That's why there is no subsequent email to advise what I just explained to Frank.
Okay, thank you. Frank, do you have any more?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Back to the UWS, Madam City Manager, there was a maybe conjecture about the doubling of fees that will take place as of January of 2017. Would you be able to also include any information that you've received on that? I don't know if there's a contract amendment or a notification or what, but can you let us know what that consists of?
I will forward that information to you. Apparently, it was as a result of the information that was provided in the RFP. I've asked for that information. I'll just have to send something to the board as to what the authorization was for the fees. In terms of the fees, I'm not aware that anything doubled. I think that may very well be an exaggeration, but I will get to you the documentation as well as the percentage of increase that each of the different accounts will incur.
This is Patty. I forwarded you a copy of the email I got that had that issue in it, so you'll be able to see that. You should have it now. You should be able to take a look at it after the meeting.
Thank you.
Okay, updates from board members and staff. If we could go around the room and around the phone and provide a presentation of the work products that each of the board members are working on, provide a status and a timeline for the expected deliverables. Let's start with you guys there in Opa-locka, and then we'll get to the folks on the phone.
This is Frank. I'm working as of the last assignment. I was given to the contract dealing with the audits, which we covered, and then I was asked to look at the red light camera contract. I've done that. I sent a series of questions and a synopsis of what I found to the administration, and they're putting together the answers to those questions to supply to me. It was quite a bit of stuff I asked for, and I don't think they, with the priorities that they're facing, I don't think this has been at the top of their list, but I know that I got an email back from Charmaine or Yvette that said they were working on them and they were going to get me the answers. But there's a few amendments, and it's the same thing that happened to us in North Bay Village. As the amendments were done, there were certain benefits or responsibilities that were with ATS when the contract was originally entered into, and then those were removed in subsequent amendments. So they're sending me some documentation to look at it from the contract side. Those were the two latest ones that I had to work on. The other ones, I don't have any other update. There hasn't been any activity in the CRA. I've attended one board meeting that they had, which was really inconsequential with anything moving forward. To be in projects or that sort taking place at the present time, so there's really nothing to report on the CRA at this time.
Well, thank you.
Madam Chair, it's JD.
Good morning.
Good morning. I completed my review of the police department, and I got some data from them this morning about the calls to service that I'm going to also include in my report. I'm going to be sending that to Patty on Wednesday. I need to revise the report as well, but she'll be getting it on Wednesday. And there's a few recommendations as well, one relating to the reserve officer program and the other one relating to internal affairs that's in the report.
Awesome. Okay. Very good.
This is Bernita. All projects are complete except the lingering fiscal year 17 budget. I will be in attendance on tomorrow's meeting, but I cannot attend the 19th meeting. I'm hoping that all will go well.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Those of you on the phone.
This is Kim. Oh, go ahead, Angela.
Hey, this is Angela. We did receive additional documentation this morning from Intercounty on the American Iron and Steel that we requested, so the project manager will be reviewing that to see if it's what we need to make a disbursement to the city on those invoices that we've had for a while. I do have a question for the city, and maybe I can just send an email, but we did have a letter from Intercounty back from June on when they decided to stop work, and there were three invoices that they said they were going to submit to the city for review and comment, but we still haven't seen those here, and they're invoice number 10, 11, and 12. And I don't know if there's somebody at the city who can give me an update on the status of those.
I'm not in a position to do so, and Mr. Austin is not attending today. I will, however, send an email regarding the status once we are able to figure out what that status is.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Kim, you're recognized.
I am my project was to work with, reach out to Sam McCall and some other audit resources to get a start a discussion on selection of an audit committee for the city. I've reached out to Sam, but we have not been able to connect with each other, so I will continue to reach out with him and find information and pass it along to the board as I get it.
Perfect.
That's it. Thank you.
Awesome. Hey, Andrew.
Thank you, Madam Chair. No update right now with the work with DMS and the FRS audit. I will reach out back with them this week to see if there's been any further movement there.
Perfect. Okay. See, I think Christian's not on the phone, so Marie?
I have no additional updates on the red light cameras. As we discussed, we're still waiting for documents.
Okay. Okay. Did I miss anybody that dialed in? Christian was not going to be able to make the call.
Okay.
So that leads us to, I believe, next board meeting possibility so that we can continue to expeditiously review any expenditure requests through the Contract Review Committee. We need to look at another possible meeting, but as far as the budget reviews go, we're going to have a two-day budget review by department. Patty's worked up a schedule by department and sent that to you, Madam City Manager, and that first two-day budget hearing after we receive your budget on or shortly after the 20th will be January the 4th and 5th. The next is for us to provide any comments or clarification in a second budget kind of workshop, and that'll be January the 11th. And then we'll have a final right before our due date, transmitting back in a public hearing, so to speak, for the members of the public to receive this information in a transparent way on the 19th of January that will include any suggestions that we have. Then we will transmit that budget back to you shortly thereafter in accordance with the language in the interlocal agreement so that we can have that be considered by the city for next steps. I believe that there's an opportunity for us to look at an expenditure review, contract review committee meeting, an expenditure review for the full board to ensure that we continue to make payment operations, payment authorizations from our fiscal authority outlined in our interlocal government agreements and the Florida statutes. And so I would like to suggest that Joanne reach out to Frank and Yvette to see what your availability is and when you think the next round of invoices need to be considered. Typically, we go anywhere between 2, 3, and 4 weeks, but I don't believe we've ever gone beyond 4 weeks. So we'll need to schedule one more meeting besides those three that I just named off to make sure that there's an expenditure review and authorization. So is there any additional information that we can consider now?
Well, the first question, I guess, is when does staff want to start the process when we have invoices ready for me to come out here again? Because if we can combine a meeting to approve invoices with either the 4th or 5th of January or the 11th of January, we could, if I could meet with them before then we could have a committee meeting on the 11th and a very short board meeting before reviewing the budget to approve those invoices. So, any ideas from staff when you might want me out here again, if ever? I could, you know, the week of, if that sounds good to everybody, to try to do something on the 11th to approve them, then if I can get out here on the 6th or the 9th or the 9th at the latest, is that a good time to put in together, the 9th of January? No? See the head shaking. Not going to work.
Oh.
We're looking, we're talking here.
Okay.
I mean, we'll meet again on the, we're going to meet again on the 19th. How about if I can get to you before the 19th? Maybe sometime. 16 is a holiday. 17.
Are you available on the 12th?
The 12th.
Just the Thursday after the second follow-up budget meeting or whatever you're calling it.
Why am I out? Why does it say that? So, my calendar says I'm out, but I have no clue why, nor do I. Is the 12th good?
I'm trying. The 12th put us at another month of not having reviews, and there's such an issue. Well, I don't want to send anything up expedited, and so I'm trying to see if we could get it sooner rather than another month.
I was thinking the same thing of that.
Why don't they work and come up with a time that I can come out, and then we'll try to combine that. I can work with Joanne and either combine it with a meeting on the 11th. You want to try to target that, the 11th? If I can get out here before then?
Any chance it could be somehow done before the budget hearing on the 4th and or the 6th?
And or the what? I'm sorry, what's the second?
So if we did it before the budget workshop on the 4th, or we could do that morning at 9 on the 6th of the Contract Review Committee with a meeting of the full board on the 6th of January, that would give you a little bit of cushion. I don't know what your availability is.
Our meeting is the commissioner on the 6th? Okay.
Our meeting is on the
6th. Right. So the 6th is no good for me. I have a meeting with a new commissioner for orientation, Ms. Frank. How about the 3rd?
Is there no one else on the committee who could come and review the invoices? I mean, does it have to be you?
Well, what date do you want?
We were saying the 6th. I'm trying to get it to where we're not another month out. And,
yeah,
of course, that costs.
Let me pitch an idea. So if Frank comes to the city, could Frank come to the city and review those invoices on the 3rd, and then at 9 on the 4th, just have the contract review committee for an hour, and just the hour on the 5th before the budget hearing, could we also have the financial emergency board meet for the hour or two before the budget workshop? That way we could be leveraging already, you know, plans to get together and just cover it over that first week.
The 3rd's no good. How about the 6th in the afternoon?
We could have a contract review committee and a financial emergency board meeting.
No, for me to come out here on the 6th in the afternoon, and then on the 11th we could have the other group. What do you think of that?
Six
in the afternoon, so good.
That's fine.
That's good.
That's fine.
2:30, 3 o'clock. Tell me what's good for you.
Well, it's your, yeah. I mean, the earlier the better, since it is a Friday.
but I don't want to conflict with whatever you have that morning.
No, no, we'll our meeting will be done in the morning.
Okay, 2:30 is fine.
2:30? We'll come out 2:30, and then we'll, on the 11th, we will take it up. We'll have the committee meeting, and then a short board meeting to approve the invoices on the 11th. Is that good for everybody?
Works for me.
Okay, good. All right, that's what we'll do.
Okay, we'll adjust the public notices for the 11th to reflect this. Okay. That sounds like a plan. Yvette, when is the next budget or the next meeting of the commission to extend your emergency powers to spend absent an approved budget? When is that meeting scheduled?
Wednesday, this coming Wednesday.
Coming Wednesday, and then it has to happen within a 15-day period again. So if it's this Wednesday at the 14th, then the next one would be the 28th?
Either that, or we would have, as we've had in the past, an emergency meeting for that sole purpose, yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, very good. All right. So that now leads us to the Opa-locka City Commissioner comment. May I recognize Vice Chair J.D. Patterson so that we can respectfully...
Yes, we have Mayor.
Thank you.
Mayor Taylor is present, and she's going to speak. And Vice Mayor Kelly is also present. I'm not sure if he wants to speak, but yes, they're both going to speak.
Awesome. Thank you.
And the rest of the board members here and up north. This is Mayor Myra Taylor from the great city of Opa-locka. I have one question, Ms. Miguel. I also voiced this to Mr. Rollison. We're not getting the minutes from the meeting, whether it's the contract review committee minutes or from the board minutes. We did in the beginning a while back, but haven't had any. I just received one today, which was dated the 29th.
That was just bleed-in. Go ahead, man.
Okay. Well, I haven't received any consistent minutes. I got this one from November the 29th. I don't know where it comes from, but I don't have page 9. And this is the Financial Emergency Board meeting. I don't have page 9 on here. But we haven't been consistently receiving minutes from either meeting, whether it's the contract review or from the general board. So would you please see that we get what is can we catch up with the minutes?
Absolutely. The you say you're missing page 9 from the November 29th meeting?
No, ma'am. They just handed it to me.
Oh, they just handed you this? Okay. I know we transmitted to the city manager some meeting minutes from our last approval, and then there was a public records transmission. I think that was on Friday, but I'm not sure. Joanne's not in the room to verify. But I do know that we are transmitting those documents as soon as they are approved by the board, and then those documents become distributed shortly thereafter, usually that same day. But I will certainly make sure that we try to expeditiously review this.
What happens is the drafts come to be ratified, and that's probably why it's behind, because like the minutes from the 29th, we didn't have prepared for us for today to ratify. So once they're approved, that's when we distribute them. And the ones from the 29th now are not yet, from the committee, are not yet approved. But as soon as they are, we'll make sure that you're in the distribution list.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Now we have Vice Mayor Kelly coming to the podium, Madam Chair.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Vice Chair, members, Vice Mayor Kelly, City of Opa-locka. You have recorded in your minutes, but I'm going to keep coming up here saying somebody listens. I don't like coming to these meetings with the information here. Several things that I heard here today that concern me, one being an RFP for a five-year recovery plan that's been part of the knowing since you all came in. That challenges me. Update on UWS, that challenges me. I don't like coming to these meetings, finding out stuff that we should know as elected officials in advance. And let me just be clear for the record, tomorrow's meeting is not a budget workshop. It's a municipal workshop for revitalization. It's been, you know, stated here that it's a workshop for the budget. It's not. It's a municipal workshop for revitalization. That's the way it was posted to go out. And I'm not going to be here for it because I don't think we need to have that until we get our budget and everything on hold and in proper order. But it's not a budget workshop.
Madam Chair, that was it for the commission comment section. We're not going to, I guess, open the floor for public comment. If there's anybody from the public that would like to make a comment, the floor is now open for you to come forth and make your comments on the record. Go ahead, sir. Just stand up and please identify yourself. Say it again.
Sure. Joseph Aguirre. I'm with the company called Instant Storage. Just want to make clear. We're owed a number of invoices. If I understood correctly, on the 11th is when we're going to...
We can't hear at all on the phone.
Can you use the mic, please, again?
Can you hear me now?
A little better, yeah.
Okay, my name is Joseph Aguirre. I'm with the company Instant Storage. We're owed about 25 invoices. So I just want to clearly understand what date is it that you are going to be approving invoices? Is it going to be January 11th meeting? Is that when you're looking for?
We actually just approved, Mr. Gary, at least two of them I see from Instant Storage. We'll look and see if there are some others.
I'm sorry, say that again.
We approved two today. One was for the storage container for police property. One was storage container for water meters. But you're indicating there's quite a few invoices.
There's quite a few, and maybe you're looking at a summary. So would you be able to tell me what amounts were approved?
Yeah, $400.04 on one for the postage meter. Hold on a second. For the storage container for police property was $400.04. And then there was one for $480.04 for a storage container for water meters.
$480.04. So one was for $400.04?
Right, $400.04, and the other one was $480.04.
Just to be clear and on the record, we're owed for public works, as of today, $983.47. And for the city of the police department, we're owed $1,441.88. That's the total amount.
But you're giving me like a statement. You're giving me a total.
Yes.
All right. We've had two invoices submitted to us, and when this meeting's over, I'll be glad to show you the two that we got so you can reconcile against what your numbers are. At least you'll see the invoice numbers.
Okay. And what would you need from me at this point or at a later point so that...
When I meet with them on the 6th, whatever invoices they submit to me as being owed, we will review, and if we're in concurrence with that, then they will come to the committee for them to authorize payment. So the trail is that it goes from you to the city. The city then puts them in these stacks like I have here for me to review when I come out, okay. And then I take them to the committee like we did today, and then it goes to the full board as it did this afternoon for them to approve. Mm-hmm. So right now the only two I have are these two that I'm telling you about, and they've been approved today.
Okay. So then after this meeting, you and I will meet.
I'll show you what I approved today, and then you need to get with the administration on whatever the outstanding invoices are. We have found that sometimes the invoices have been going to departments, like you're saying Public Works or the police, and they may go there, and then they don't go to the finance department, and there's some disconnect sometimes. They've been trying to tighten that up. It's best for you to send your invoices directly to finance in the city, and then they'll deal with them within the departments to get approval that it's right. But somewhere some of these are getting misplaced or lost.
Yeah, because they typically will go to whoever would order the containers, in our case.
I got you.
Thank you.
All right, I'll show you when we finish.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The floor is still open for public comment. Please identify yourself and give us your name and your address.
My name is Marlon Wright, and I'm representing APPI, Aero Precision Products in Opa-locka.
Can't hear again.
Speaking to the mic.
Just speak up, sir.
My name is Marlon Wright. I'm here representing APPI in Opa-locka and about the streets and the standing water and the roads not being, you know, paved. It's been 4 or 5 years since we've actually tackled any kind of repairs to...
You're still going to speak a little bit louder, sir, because they're trying to hear in Tallahassee.
Northwest 19th Avenue in Opa-locka, Northwest 141st Street, Northwest 139th Street. It's craters the size of, you know, trucks, some 4 foot in diameter, 2 foot deep. They came out and put asphalt in the on the roads, but after rain or a few trucks go through it, it's open again. So, you know, I'm basically here just voicing that area has been left abandoned for a few years without, you know, no public works coming out there or someone to actually fix the streets. That's my complaint.
Thank you, sir. You got it, man?
So we're clear, those areas that he identified are the areas needing drainage. Of course, in order to do the drainage, it requires the infrastructure. In order to do the infrastructure, we need the money. I mean, so it's unfortunately, we've addressed the issues, but because of the standing water, even when we repave or we use the asphalt, it doesn't fix the issue. It's a temporary fix, and unfortunately, the lack of drainage is a part of it, is the real reason as to why those roads are deteriorating as they are.
These are roads other than Cairo Lane?
They said 19th Avenue.
19th, okay.
No, we have roads all over. We have areas all over the city needing drainage. Cairo Lane just happens to whatever reason, be the focal point. But the roads that he's identified are not on Cairo Lane, but they are in need of, the areas in need of drainage as well. These roads have been identified for our, with respect to our funds or for our project as far as drainage.
Thank you, sir. Any other public comments? Madam Chair, I don't see anybody else coming to the podium for public comment, so the floor is now closed for public comment.
All right, thank you. Well, I appreciate everyone's hard work. I appreciate everyone's follow-up on outstanding projects. We've covered a lot today, but I think we're now at the point where we can close the meeting. So do I have a motion to adjourn?
This is Vernita. I have one question. Madam City Manager, okay, so I am looking at the notice for December 13th. Is it not a budget workshop? So I can govern myself accordingly.
I've been asked to prepare for it as if it's a budget workshop so that any questions regarding the budget I can answer. How it was noticed.
Yes, noticed differently.
It's noticed as a municipal, what have you. And I'm presuming within that it's expansive enough that the budget can be discussed as well.
I just want to make sure. Okay.
But. Madam Mayor.
This is Mayor Myra Taylor. To your question, that it is on tomorrow, it is a municipal workshop in order for information to be disseminated to the commission so they can get it out to the public. Any questions that we may have, because as you notice, everyone is not here, and we're not getting the minutes. So anything that needs to be asked or clarity from the commission will be addressed on tomorrow including any budget questions that they might have, but it is not a budget workshop. It's an informational, municipal workshop. And the manager will be there, the attorney will be there, the parchment should be there. So any question that the commission will have, that's what tomorrow's meeting is about. Am I clear? You're welcome.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. There's nobody else at the podium, Madam Chair.
All right.
Another question, okay. Another comment from
the board. Yes. Joseph again from Instant Storage. We also have an issue with standing water on our street on 131st. I know when I walked out, it was addressed by somebody. Are there any plans to be working on that anytime soon? On 131st, between 31st and between 32nd and 31st.
Yes, sir. That's a part of the plan that we've submitted in terms of the installation of drainage, and that area has been included. When we'll be able to actually start those installation of the drainage, I don't want to commit to that because I don't know. It's dependent upon several factors, including the release of some funds that are currently being suspended pending some documentation that the city needs to provide. My thinking is that in the first part of the year, at least sometime in the first quarter, we should probably begin that, but that's all based on being able to have the funds available that we requested and were granted in order to complete those projects. Unfortunately, it's a situation all over the city because we're in a flood zone, and because of the lack of drainage, of course, when you have the standing water, it affects the streets, et cetera. So I couldn't commit to a time. However, I can tell you that that area that you're speaking of, as well as various other areas in the city, have been identified.
So as of right now, there's no set date. You're looking at potentially the first quarter, but that's not
there's no set date.
In that particular street, I mean, it's as simple as, and I drive down that street every single day. 6 months out of the year, we have literally a foot and a half of water. There's housing right next door to us. Kids are trying to get on a bus. It's a nightmare. But it's such a simple fix. I mean, literally, all they need to do as a temporary fix, I'm saying as a permanent fix, is literally dredge down. What they currently do when it rains is they send somebody out with a pump and a hose, and there's three guys out there pumping into a drain. Total waste of time. It takes well over an hour and a half to do it. And every single time it rains, three guys come out there from the city with a pickup truck, and they're pumping this stuff, you know, into the drain. All they literally have to do is do a dredge out on one side of the street, get down, just angling it down to that sewer, and all that water will clear itself. That's a temporary fix. It's obviously not a permanent fix, but it's something that could be done literally in a few hours. Back. That simple. In some cases, throughout the city, you have simple fixes that you can do like that temporarily. But again, not the permanent fix, but at least you're not destroying vehicles. I mean, I've got $100,000 trucks that are driving through there every single day, trailers. We have brake issues. I couldn't tell you the amount of damage this does to our equipment. And in addition to the issue with the mosquito problems that we're having because of the standing water, we've got residents there. We've got children trying to climb up on a bus. They've got to be jumping over the water. The solution that the city came up with last year, they literally raised the sidewalk on one side of the street. Literally taking a 12-inch PVC piping, angling it down. So, sorry I sound upset because I look at this every single day, and it's such a simple fix. It really is such a – this is not any major engineering. It's that simple. It can be done in one day.
Thank you again, sir. Any other public comment? Madam Chair, no other public comment.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.